Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts for tonight's family altar. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 140. 140.
This is the family prayer. And we spend our money living in the world of you. We understand your glory, your deepest grief is yours. And Lord, he knows your Lord, oh Lord, he understands our cross. God understands your heart. He knows the deeper pain. Compassion in the mouth of mercy can a thousand win. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares. My Lord, he knows, Lord, Lord, he understands and cares. Understands your weakness, he knows the tempest's power, and he will all desire you, however lonely are. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares.
In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord. Tonight, we will read Psalms number 35. We will read Psalms number 35. In the name of Jesus, I read. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of buckler and shield and rise up for my help. Draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. Let those be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause they hide their net for me, without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him unaware, and let the net which he had cast himself, in that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall rejoice in the Lord, it shall exult in his salvation. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you, who delivers the afflicted from him, who is too strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. They repay me evil for good, to the bereavement of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. I went about as though if it were my friend or brother, I bow down mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. But at my stumbling, they rejoice and gathered themselves together. The smiters whom I did not know gathered together against me. They slandered me without ceasing, like godless jesters at a feast. They gnash at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from your ravage, my only life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will place you among a mighty throne. Do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me, nor let those who hate me without cause wink maliciously, for they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. They open their mouth wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. You have seen it, O Lord, do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. stir up yourself and awake to my right and to my cause, my God, my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their heart, Aha, our desire. Do not let them say, We have swallowed him up. Let those be ashamed and humiliated altogether who rejoice at my distress. Let those be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves over me. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication. And let them say continually, The Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall declare your righteousness and your praise all day long. So here, this is the content of Psalms number 35. Let us see the superscription. Here it says a Psalm of David. So this Psalm is ascribed to David. This Psalm is known as imprecatory Psalm. Imprecatory Psalm. What is the meaning of it? Imprecatory Psalms, it is a Psalm to call down a curse. So it is a Psalm to call down a curse, to invoke judgment, calamity, curses upon one's enemies or those perceived as enemies of God. So imprecatory Psalms are Psalms to call down a curse. So now there are people who ask, how can we in our prayer to call down a curse, to pray to the Lord to call down a curse upon the enemies? So imprecatory Psalms is a Psalm to call down a curse, to invoke judgment, calamity, curses upon one's enemy or those perceived as enemies of God. Therefore then, we can see, although some of them, the Psalms, imprecatory Psalms, seem unreasonably harsh, but then a few things should be kept in mind. Just now we say, how can one in the prayer pray to God to call down a curse upon the enemy? So we must keep in mind, that is to say, all these psalms, it is, that is to say, an expression of their pain, their sorrows at the time. So the author of the psalmist pray to the Lord to pour out his heart, his soul to the Lord. And then the people being cursed are not enemies over trivial matters. There are the people who hate the faithful, the righteous, because for their faith. They also use ruthless and deceitful means to suppress the godly, and they even mock God. So the people being cursed are not enemies over trivial matters. And then secondly, to be kept in mind, the curses are expression of moral indignation. So they call for divine justice rather than personal human vengeance. For they also clearly know that the Old Testament ethical system forbids personal revenge. And then, to put in mind also, they ask God to punish the wicked, that is to say, condemning sin, and thus vindicating God's righteousness. And then, these curses are in poetical form and can employ extravagant and vigorous expression. And then, the exact fulfillment is left to God. So here, these are certain things for us to keep in mind as we read all these psalms, imprecatory psalms, to call down a curse. So it is the expression of their heart, their pain, they are poured out to the Lord. Instead of, that is to say, personal human vengeance, they call upon the Lord for divine justice. So, Psalms number 35, let us go through this Psalms number 35. What is this Psalms number 35 about? So, it is a petition for God's intervention. A petition for God's intervention. It is an appeal to the heavenly king as divine warrior and judge to come to the defense of his servant who is being maliciously slandered by those toward whom he had shown only the most tender friendship. He was an innocent victim of an unmotivated attack. And then the attack seems to have been occasioned by some distress. Maybe, perhaps an illness lah. Or as maybe can be seen from verse 13. So, this is the content of these Psalms. It is a petition for God's intervention, an appeal to the heavenly king as divine warrior and judge to come to the defense of his servant, who is being maliciously slandered by those whom he had shown only the most tender friendship. He was an innocent victim of an unmotivated attack. Let us go through these Psalms. These Psalms begin with an appeal to the Lord as divine warrior, verses 1 to 3. So it begins with an initial appeal to the Lord as divine warrior, and then followed by a threefold elaboration of David's appeal or petition to the divine judge, and then each concluding with a vow to praise. That is to say, verses 4 to 10, verses 11 to 18, and then 19 to 28. Now, let us go through these Psalms. Psalms number 35. Let us see the first part, verses 1 to 3. So, this is an appeal to the Lord as warrior king. This warrior king is David's overlord. Here we can see cry for help against the pursuers. And then it is written in the imagery of a combat, a battle. So verses 1 to 3, appeal to the Lord as a warrior king. To appeal to the Lord as divine warrior. Let's see verse 1. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. So, calling upon the Lord as this divine warrior and judge. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of a buckler and shield and rise up for my help. Draw also the spear and the battle axe to meet those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. So here we can see an appeal to the Lord as divine warrior. So this is a cry for help against the pursuers. Let us see the next part. Verses 4 to 10. Verses 4 to 10. So here we can see the first petition or the first appeal. The first appeal. This is an appeal to the Lord to deal with the pursuers, the attackers, matching judgment with their violent intent. And then this appeal is so that these pursuers, their scheme would fail. They would suffer disappointment, humiliation, and destruction. For they pursue the servant of the Lord without cause, without cause. So verses 4 to 8, all these are written in the imagery of a combat. So here we can see how the enemy that is pursuing the psalmist, how the enemy that is pursuing the psalmist is held at bay, just like in a combat. How the enemy, they come to attack, but how the enemy is held at bay, and then the enemy is turned back. And then the enemy is driven to a headlong fight. And then after that, the enemy being chased by the fiery messengers. And then where there is no escape, and destruction overwhelmingly will come upon the enemy. So all these are written in the imagery of a combat. How the pursuers will be held at bay, turned back, and then driven to a headlong fight, and then being chased, and then there's no escape, and destruction comes. Let's read verses 4 to 8. Let those be ashamed and dishonored who seek my life. So the pursuers, let those be turned back. So these pursuers be turned back and humiliated who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them. So now here we can see how the enemy been chased by the angels, the messengers of the Lord. They flee like chaff before the wind. Let their way be dark. So as they are being chased, let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel, the messenger of the Lord pursuing them. Why? Because it is without cause they hit their net for me. Without cause they dug a pit for my soul. Therefore, let destruction come upon him unaware, and let the net which he hit catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall. So here we can see the first appeal, petition to the Lord as a warrior king. This is a cry for help against pursuers. And then we can see verse 9, if the Lord does this, then my soul shall rejoice. My soul shall rejoice in the Lord. It shall exult in his salvation. And then there's a vow to praise. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like you, who delivers the afflicted from him who is too strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him. So we can see a vow to praise. Let us see the second part. Verses 11 to 18. This is the second petition or appeal. Here we can see the accusation. They repaid my friendship with malicious slander. Now we are able to see how all these pursuers, the enemy, they, verse 11, maliciously weakness rise up. Malicious weaknesses rise up. So they rise as a malicious weakness against the author. They ask of me things I do not know. So they accuse, they charge him, they demand an answer from him. And then they continue to slander him without ceasing, verse 15 there. So we can see in this second petition how the pursuers, the enemy, rise as malicious witnesses against the author. So verse 12, these people, they repay me evil for good to the bereavement of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. I went about as though it were my friend, or brother. I bowed down, mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. But at my stumbling, they rejoice. At my limping, at my adversity, they rejoice, and gather themselves together. The smiters whom I did not know gather together against me. They slander me without ceasing, like godless jesters at a feast. They gnash me with their teeth. So here we can see in this second petition, how the author laid out the accusation. These enemies, they repeat my friendship with malicious slander. They continue to bear false witness against him. They continue to slander him. And then here we can see a renewed petition. Verse 17. So Lord, urgently rescue my soul. Lord, urgently rescue my soul. Verse 17. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravage, my only life from the lions. So this is a renewed petition. Lord, urgently rescue my soul. And then, if the Lord does this, there is a vow to praise. Verse 18, I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among mighty throne. So this is the second petition. Let us now see the third petition from verses 19 to 28. So this is a renewed appeal for a judgment. We can see the gloating of all these pursuers, the enemy. They gloat deceitfully. Here, let's see verse 19. Do not let those who are wrongfully my enemies rejoice over me, nor let those who hate me without cause ring maliciously. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. They open their mouth wide against me. They say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. So we can see they are glad to find out a fault or a misfortune, or to swear they have seen the evil that the author have done, where there was none actually. So they are gloating deceitfully with their mouth. So there's a renewed appeal for judgment. So, Lord, vindicate me. verses 22 to 26, calling, appealing, petition the Lord to vindicate him. You have seen it, O Lord, do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my right, to my cause. My God, my Lord, judge me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness. And do not let them rejoice over me. Do not let them say in their heart, aha, our desire. Do not let them say, we have swallowed him up. Let those be ashamed and humiliated altogether who rejoice at my distress. Let those be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves over me. So there's an appeal asking the Lord to vindicate him. And then we can see those who favor the psalmist's vindication will rejoice with him. Verse 27, let them shout for joy and rejoice who favors my vindication. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servant. And then we can see there is a vow to praise. And my tongue shall declare your righteousness and your praise all day long. So here, this Psalms 35, it is an imprecatory psalms calling upon the divine warrior judge to vindicate. So here, we are able to see today, if we suffer, we go through pains, we can pour out our heart to the Lord. But most important, let us not have this personal vengeance. Let us call upon, pour our soul to this God who is the righteous judge. And then to let the Lord fulfill or to do what the Lord we want to do. But we just pour out our soul to the Lord. Now we shall pray. In our prayer, continue to pray for the peace, the guidance, the blessings, the protection of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. How to get the
Hadi kita.
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus, our family altar. We end here tonight. May God bless, protect, guide. Peace be unto all. Amen.